Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. You know, each and every one of us is running around trying to get this done, trying to get that done. We're so busy being busy that most of us don't truly appreciate the things that we have. We don't truly appreciate the friends that we have, we don't appreciate the associates that we have, and we really don't appreciate the actual friends that we have. We run around on these little missions, and these missions are to get this done, to get that done, but in reality, most of us really don't care if we get that done. We don't care if we get this done. Most of us aren't really doing it for ourselves. Most of us are actually doing it for someone else. And it's really kind of weird when you think about it, because even those of us that think we're doing it for ourselves, you know, because of the fact that we're trying to impress the boss or impress our coworkers, or, you know, we're trying to get a raise or get more money or something like that, in the end, most times, most of us find that if we really look deep inside, and I mean really, really look at yourself in the mirror, are you really getting anything out of it other than money? Are you getting anything out of it other than status? Are those things that you're getting out of it actually worth what you're giving up to actually get them? You know, whatever happened to us helping our fellow man? Whatever happened to us, you know, stepping up for people that are really the downtrodden? You know, they say that everybody roots for the underdog. Okay, well, out of all of those of us that root for the underdog, how many of us are really willing to help the underdog? How many of us are really willing to, how do you say, put your money where your mouth is? How many of us are really willing to be the human beings that we profess to be? And I'm talking about the human being that you profess to be in church, in the synagogue, in the mosque, you know, in whatever it is that you're doing, in your belief. You know, we live in a world today where most of us don't know our neighbors. Most of us, our kids lock themselves in the room, and it's almost like they're in the cloisters. It's almost like they're in little caves. We don't know what they're doing or when they're doing it. Most of us walk the earth living in different levels of denial, you know, thinking that the thing that happened to our neighbor would never happen to us, thinking that the thing that happened to somebody 5 miles, 20 miles, 100 miles, 1,000 miles, 10,000 miles away will never happen to us. We live in a constant state of ignorance. We also live in a constant state of self. The other day or one weekend, myself and my wife actually went to an event. It was a motorcycle event by a large motorcycle club. And, you know, it was that particular chapter's annual event. Well, we didn't go to the night event, but we did go to their cookout and outing. And we had a pretty good time. You know, we got to interact with some people. I actually got to talk to at least one or two people that I've never actually gotten a chance to actually sit down and learn more about. And for me, that's a very fulfilling thing. Why? Because even though I don't consider myself to be a people person, I do find myself to be a very curious person, and I know I'm a very giving person and all that, but I love to learn about people. I love to see their faces light up when you talk about a subject that's a strong topic for them or an important topic for them. I love hearing about their children. I love hearing about their successes. I love also actually hearing about some of their failures. And when I say hearing about their failures, I'm not really talking about hearing the negative things that are going on in their lives, but hearing how this happened and somehow or other they were able to pull it through and turn that what most people would consider to be a disadvantage or a bad thing into a good thing. That's really what I get out of it. And I truly enjoy that. You know, plus that's how you get to know people. That's how you get to create relationships. Well, again, since it's a large motorcycle organization, there are, you know, a few thousand people in this group. So you're never going to get to meet everybody. Some people are, let's be honest, they're fly-by-night. You know, they're, you know, people that you may see all the time but you don't want to see. They're people that in some ways may not add value to you. In some ways may not even add value to the organizations they belong in, but that's a whole other world, and we all go through that, right? We've all got people in our workspace, in our social space, in our life space, that if we could probably remove them, we would, but for whatever reason, we continue to let them be around as long as they're not too toxic or too important in us moving forward. Well, anyway, today's show is about a gentleman that I thought did a really beautiful thing. Now, his riding name has changed plenty of times. Some people call him Petey. Some people call him White Buffalo. A bunch of people call him Chief. it varies from time to time. But the riding name that he's using right now is White Buffalo. And the thing that, again, to a lot of people may seem trivial, to me was really huge. It really meant something. It had some substance. You know, again, I'm in a large motorcycle group, and you've got a lot of people that the only reason that they're really doing anything is because everybody else is doing it. They want to be involved. They want to be part of the in crowd. They're not really, and again, this is my opinion, they're not really doing it for all the right reasons. And they're really not giving of themselves. You know, it's kind of like when you throw money in a collection plate. You know, you throw $5 in there, but you've got $5 million. You know, it's really not anything of real value. They're not giving of themselves. Me, myself, I'm one of those people, since I don't have a whole lot of money, I have a propensity to actually give of my time. Why? Because to me, since I don't have the money, I'm giving something to me that is more valuable than even if I did have the money, and that's my time. However, I find that many people that have the money and have the time are very cheap with both. And the interesting thing is that these same people will waste millions of dollars of their time on trivial, frivolous, and for me, stupid and meaningless things. But anyway, back to White Buffalo or Chief. Well, Chief is a member of the United States Army. The guy is a CWO5. Now, for anybody that understands the warrant officer ranking, that is as high as you can get in the warrant officer ranking. All right? They don't make too many, you know, it's kind of like a pyramid. They don't make, there's not a whole lot of room for you to be at the top. And White Buffalo, or Chief, is actually at the top of his ranking in the United States Army. He is a CWO5, which is a very impressive task. I believe that his wife is also a former Army, active duty Army member, and I believe she was also in CWO 4 or 5. So again, very high status, very powerful position in the sense of the military, and for me, a very respected, you know, respected title. I actually also was a warrant officer, but I was a CWO 3. I didn't make it to CWO 5. But anyway, the thing that I want to talk about today is I want to talk really about giving. I want to talk about walking the walk and talking the talk. I want to talk about somebody stepping up, somebody really showing, you know, a giving mind, a giving heart, and a giving access. You know, the other day I was talking with somebody, and during that conversation we were talking about the fact that this was actually a religious call. Not trying to get into religion, but just want to use it as a pointer. They were talking, everybody constantly talks about faith, but very few people talk about love. Now, no matter how you look at it, which is more important, faith or love? Kind of a deep question. Most people will say what's more important is faith. Well, I beg to differ. And if you read a lot of the books that you claim to follow, you'll see that love actually trumps faith. Because if you truly have love for an individual, for a group, organization, what have you, then that means you already have faith, all right? And you have real faith. You have faith that's based on true emotion, not just the fear that you are going to go down to the bowels of hell or something like that. So I believe that in faith there's two things that are very important. One is love, all right? So you've got love, which is number one. Then you have faith. And the next thing that's more important to actually show that you have faith is action. I find a lot of people talk a good game, but there's very little action behind them. I find a lot of people talk about faith, but there's very, very little action in what they do. So here's the deal for all of you that may agree or may not agree. I really don't care. This is my opinion. If you have love, then you have faith. If you have love, then you also have action, because you're going to do the actions necessary to show the faith and to show the love. Again, that's just my little diatribe going off. Well, anyway, we went to the event. We interacted with people. We got to see people that were really cool. We got to see people that were really fake. We got to see people that were in between. We got to see people that we don't know yet. Okay? As in any function that you go to, you're going to meet all different types of people. You're going to meet people with character, and you're going to meet people that are characters. So this isn't a diatribe on the organization. However, I'm going to make some comments that may upset a few people, but such is life. Anyway, after the event, we got a phone call that we needed to meet up with a couple of the soldiers from another chapter, because I'm in the Buffalo Soldiers. So I met up with these other soldiers at a Wawa. We got there, called them up, said, hey, you know, we're at this Wawa. What do you guys want us to do? So they wanted us to go ahead and stay at that Wawa, and they were going to meet us there. So me and my wife were sitting on our motorcycle, you know, trying to take care of some little things, you know, getting something to drink, kind of cooling down. It was a long, hot day, long ride, because it was like a 2-hour and 45-minute ride back to where we lived from the location. So anyway, the gentleman in question ended up pulling up, and they're from the Central Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, Central Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. And again, Chief, or White Buffalo, is the vice president presently of that chapter. So we're standing there, and we just start talking. You know, we start interacting with each other. We actually start to kind of fellowship right there in the Wawa parking lot, you know, just talking, drinking some drinks, and just kind of chilling out, getting to know each other, bonding. Well, while we're standing there, you know, just talking, got on our colors and all of that stuff, you know, this car pulls up. Young lady pulls up in front of a pump that's in front of us. We're right at the end. And then she gets out her car, walks around her car, and walks over to us. Big smile on her face, you know, and she starts talking to us. You know, starts talking to us about different members of her family that were in motorcycle clubs, different members of her family that dated guys that were in different motorcycle clubs, including the club that we're in, and that are affiliated and things like that. So, you know, we're all listening and we're kind of wondering, okay, what's this about? Well, what it was really about was not only her talking to us, it was about the fact that this young lady had, if I remember correctly, 3 children and a husband, and they were living in an apartment. They were living in an apartment that they paid for by the day, because like a lot of people around the world and in the United States, they were, I guess you'd say, down on their luck, okay? So these children, the husband and the wife, basically did not have enough money or were not going to have enough money to be able to pay for their apartment for the next day, not that day. As far as that day, they were good. But for the next day, for the most part, all of their resources were exhausted. So the young lady told us her story, told us about her plight. And the thing, again, that I thought was really beautiful was the fact that once the young lady was partially done with her story, not in a sense of being rushing her or being abrupt or being rude or, you know, whatever I got to do to get out your face, which is what get you out of my face, which is what you get from some people. White Buffalo listened to the young lady's story, and as soon as she said what she was trying to do, what she had put in place to try to progress in moving and improving her situation, he reached into his pocket, and I believe she asked for, I don't know, $40. That's all she needed to pay for another day's occupancy at their, you know, with the room that they were using. And he reached into his pocket, and he pulled out, I don't know, probably $80. And he handed it to the young lady, again, without batting an eye. He had it in his pocket. He went into his pocket, and he gave it to the young lady with no complaints. And he made one request of that young lady. And the request that he made of that young lady was, all I ask, young lady, is that you, when your situation changes, when you and your family are back on your feet, when things are looking better and you can see more of a light, he didn't say that you could see, you know, all the way through the tunnel, but where you could see a way to help somebody out that's in more need than you, I ask that you pay it forward. Ladies and gentlemen, as long as I've been in the organization, which is probably about 8 years, to me, that was one of the most beautiful moments that I had ever seen. It may sound really trivial to some of you guys, but guess what? Many of us have or will experience bad times. And most times, guess what? Even our own family members either can't help us or won't help us. Many of us have given and given and given and given and given, and when that same opportunity comes for somebody to give back, first off, they never pay you back. The other thing is, you're probably not going to get that back. Now, in my mind, in my heart, what he did was, no, it doesn't matter how much money he had, but it was so selfish. He didn't have to go through a board. He didn't have to argue back and forth about who was going to be donated to. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen people argue about the fact that somebody's family was going to get a plaque, and then you got somebody that wants to argue that the organization or the club, and I'm not just talking about my particular club, but that the group didn't vote on spending the money to buy this person a plaque, a lousy $200. Especially when you've got thousands in your coffer. I've experienced, and I'm sure that you've all experienced in your time, such pettiness on such grandiose scale that sometimes it's unbelievable to just see it. Sometimes you look at people and you go, really? Sometimes you look at people that have never really worked, never really struggled, but yet won't give, and you look at them, and they're such skeptics, such negative Neds and negative Nellies, that it's repulsing. But the fact that this man, and the Buffalo Soldiers, everybody thinks it's a black club. It's really not a black club. It's a motorcycle club. We have people of all denominations and all races and genders in the organization as a whole. But, and White Buffalo just happens to be a Caucasian, and the young lady and her family that were asking for help happened to be African-American or Indian. I believe she's African-American. But my point was, is that he gave of his heart without having to ask anybody else. There was no hesitation. There was no pause. You know, there was no committee meeting. There was no, you know, let me give you five rules. Well, let me tell you how I turned my life around. What he did was he listened to what the young lady said, like the rest of us. However, he was the first person to go into his pocket, to give of himself. He was actually paying attention. He was actually listening to what she had to say. He actually respected her as a human being, even as he handed the money to her. He gave her mutual respect. Even though their financial situations may be in four different places, all right, maybe from one extreme to the other, this man, the vice president of the Central Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, gave of his heart, gave of his soul, gave of his mind, and gave of his self to help that young lady, her children, and her husband to actually be able to spend then another night with a roof over their head, and gave them extra money so they could probably get some food and things along that nature. The reason that I'm doing this show, ladies and gentlemen, is because, one, I wanted to give him a tribute. He doesn't know about this tribute, and if he hears about it, I hope he enjoys it. But I really think that that was an amazing and selfless thing, and it was a lesson and an example to every single person that can hear the sound of my voice. It doesn't matter what day. It doesn't matter what year that you hear this show. But share this show with every single person that you can. All right? Those of you that are way up in some church somewhere and you're all better than thou, all right? That man that day showed that he was better than you. Those of you that got more money than you can count and more money than you can ever spend, that day that man showed what it's really about and that he's better than you. That man, again, did not hesitate, did not pause or anything to give of himself. How many of you never give of yourself? How many of you are sitting there waiting for somebody else to take an action before you'll do what's right, before you'll take an action? How many of you owe a great debt to many people but have yet to say thank you to even one of them, or to even say thank you and mean it? How many of you are truly trying to fix your bad situation or help someone else fix theirs? How many? Sadly, not enough. Sadly, most of us, again, are so busy being busy, so busy focused on ourselves, that we're missing the big picture. Again, I don't care if you go to a place of worship every Sunday. I don't care if you pray every morning and every night. What I'm talking about is, what are your actions saying? What are the acts that you partake in each and every day? Are those acts for you, or are they for somebody else? Or have you masked those acts to make them look like they're for somebody else, but they're really for you? Understand, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that we help, guess what? We're also helping ourselves. Everybody that we pull up, we're also lifting ourselves up. If you're holding someone else down, or you're stopping someone else from getting there, or you're so worried about what somebody else has, then you've got a problem. You know, it was interesting. I went to a networking event today, and when I went to the event, the gentleman that was doing the talk said something that was really very eye-opening. I already knew it, but it was great to hear it all the same. And what he said was, if you're in a networking event and you won't invite other people in your industry in there because you feel that they're going to steal your business, what type of relationship do you have with the people that you've always done business with? If you invite somebody in from another group and they do the same thing as you, and when they ask for a referral or they ask for whatever it is that they do, if you're in a group of people that you know, like, and trust, and that should know, like, and trust you, there should be no intimidation. There should be no worry about those people going to do business with them, unless there's something wrong with what you're doing and how you're doing it. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that, you know, the cute girl or the handsome guy might get some of that business, but guess what? There's enough business for everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop living in a scarcity mentality mindset, and we need to start living in an abundancy mindset. Because guess what? The more people you help when you need help, that means there'll be more people able to help you. And that's what White Buffalo showed yesterday, or excuse me, during the weekend. He stepped up to the plate. Most of us fail and fail miserably to step up to the plate. What comes out of our mouths and what is actually seen and done in our actions are so contrary. Most of us can't even keep an appointment. Most of us can't even return a phone call. Most of us can't even keep an appointment. Most of us fail to even follow up. But when somebody does it to you, they get black-mouthed, black-listed, and everything else. They're no good. But when you do it to somebody else, oh, it's okay. It was an accident. And please understand, accidents happen. We all make mistakes. But are you a rolling mistake? Are you a constant generality? Or are you a specific person with specific goals, dreams, wants, needs, and desires, and willing to help others to get where they're going to get? There's an old saying that goes, each one teach one. Some of you have failed to learn the basics. So again, who I'm talking to is the person that needs to look in the mirror and say, who have you helped today? Who will you help tomorrow? What's your plan for success, and how can you take that knowledge and share it with other people so that you can bring more people into the success lane with you, so that you can have around you a group of people that are all in the same mindset, as in they're going to help you succeed. You don't have to be in the same business. You don't have to be in the same religion. You don't have to be the same race. You don't have to have the same exact beliefs, except the belief of the fact that you want to help other people to grow, to make this world a beautiful world that it can be if more of us would work together and try to help each other. Again, for me, like I said before, it's love, faith, and then action. If you truly love somebody, then you already have faith in them. If you truly love somebody, then you're going to take action for that person. I search for the words to tell you how much you mean to me, to let you know how precious each day has come to be, to show how much I value the little things you do can really be expressed dear with just saying, I love you. So ladies and gentlemen, again, what is it that you want out of life? Zig Ziglar said, if you want everything that you want, help everybody else get everything that they want, and you'll get everything that you want. Understand that there's going to be people that let you down. There's going to be people that don't carry the ball. There's going to be people that drop the ball. There's going to be people that are never grateful. There's going to be people that take and take and take and take. You have to decide when enough is enough. You have to decide to be the example and not try to get revenge or not try to look for someone else to do for you. Do for yourself and help those that want to be helped. And those that don't want to be helped and those that don't want to share in the wealth, remove them from your circle. Guess what? Their wealth will quickly dwindle. Their clout will quickly just fall out of favor. Their power to control will leave. Why? Because the only power that any of us have is the power that we give ourselves. Nobody can take it away. Only you can take it away. But first you have to love yourself. Then you can love other people. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. If what you heard today is something that you think other people need to hear, share it with them. It's not about wearing a patch on your back. It's not about having money in your pocket. All of those things help. All right, but it's about doing something with those things. It's about those things that you supposedly represent or wear meaning something that's more than just a status, that's more than just a figurehead, that's more than just a position. Let's stop talking the talk and let's start walking the walk. Again, this is the Zurian Show. Thank you very much for listening. If you like the show and you want to hear more, please follow us in the upper left-hand corner of the show. You can click follow and also, again, share the show with other people. Again, take care, be well, and as always, we wish you every success. Take care.